Hanna, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
Anytime. So, Hanna, your first reaction to the UN General Assembly vote?
Yeah, it basically shows that the world public opinion is turning against Israel and the U.S. Most countries voted in favor of ceasefire in Gaza,
right,
because people are seeing that Israel, backed by the U.S., is committing genocide. You know, it's nobody could deny that it is not genocide what's happening.
Right.
They even killing people who are raising the white flag. They did it with their own prisoners that Hamas took. And they shot them, basically, although they were raising the white flags. You know, it shows the brutality. If they can do that to their Israeli prisoners, what they are doing to the Palestinian people, they're destroying everything. The most buildings in Gaza are being demolished and destroyed by the bombs. There is over 50,000 tons of ammunition were rained on Gaza. So it, clearly what's happening is genocide, and you know, the world is discovering that. And also it's important to note that even some of the Western countries, they feel that the Israeli ship is sinking. And they are jumping off it like the rats they do when a ship sinks. That's what's happening. And that includes our prime minister, because they voted for the resolution, although clearly they are doing it for self-interest rather than for principles,
right,
or for supporting the Palestinian people in their right to self-determination.
Right.
Clearly, you know, he supported Trudeau and his government supported this genocide from the beginning. I don't know if you know that there is a elite military unit that was sent to Israel to help Israel locate the Israeli prisoners. And not just that, clearly they said, he said that we stand with Israel. So, you know, to now claim that he's for human rights is really nonsense. And not just him, but all those who are puppets for the Liberal Party to claim that there is a change in policy is also nonsense. So, you know, as I said, it's a good indication of the people of the world forcing their government to pressure Israel and the U.S. To stop the genocide.
Right. Now, how far it can really go, this vote?
The vote?
Yes, how far it can really go?
Well, it's symbolic more than anything else, because there were hundreds of pro-Palestinian votes every year. The United Nations votes on 2021 resolution supporting the Palestinian people, and you know, they never been implemented, you know. So there is, I'd say, thousands of resolutions from this United Nations General Assembly resolution that's never implemented. Even the principle of it that created Israel has never been implemented, whether it's the partition plan or the conditions that were put on Israel to be admitted to the United Nations. These conditions have never been implemented.
Now, although Canada government has voted in favor, but the federal liberals remain divided on this question. I mean, how do you look at that?
Who's divided?
The federal liberal party,
the liberal
MPs
party,
are divided on this.
I don't know if it's divided, really, you know, because I think the Liberal Party can't go out of the supporting the U.S. policies, and the majority of the Liberal Party very you hardly find any member of parliament that would go out of the line of the Liberal Party. So I don't think it's divided. I think the Liberal Party is united behind Israel and behind the U.S. Interest in the Middle East. They can't go out of this line. It's not just the Liberal Party. It's all Canadian parties, including the NDP. They can't go out of this line. You know, yesterday, Israel went into a church and killed the mother and her daughter. And in cold blood, today there is a diplomat from the French embassy was murdered by Israeli shelling. We don't hear any of them speak out against that. When the October 7 happened, everybody felt free to denounce the Palestinian resistance, from David Abbey to you know, Mr. Singh of the NDP, to Trudeau. You know, they just jump on the bandwagon and bought the Israeli tale story about what happened on October 7. You know, about how the Palestinian beheaded 40 children, how they raped the woman, which is all bullshit, you know. So now none of them is even talking about what Israel is doing in Gaza, although some of them, like I said, there were two Christian Catholic women being murdered in cold blood. They murdered their prisoners in cold blood while they were raising the white flag. No, we don't hear any word from these politicians, whether in the Liberal Party or in the NDP or right. even local government. Mr. Mayor of Vancouver,
Ken Sim.
Ken Sim, he was immediately, he denounced what happened on October 7. Now he's quiet. Since then, he's been quiet. You know, is he motivated by human rights and humanity, or is he motivated by his own interests, his selfish interests? They all have blood on their hands, Gurpreet, because they supported it and they're keeping quiet on what's happening. Right. Genocide is in front of us. You know, I don't know if you are aware of the call by Palestinian Christian churches in the Holy Land. They called to cancel Christmas festivities, basically. And you know, we support them as the Canada Palestine Association. We support this call, and we ask people not to celebrate it in the consumerist way, not to go buy consumerist presents. And you know, even the tree in the Bethlehem where Jesus was born is not lit. And people are not celebrating what's happening because they are in solidarity with their fierce Palestinian brothers and sisters in Gaza, right. but also they are in support of humanity. And this is something the Western government, I mean, they don't know what the meaning of right. humanity or human rights. Right. So they're keeping quiet, and you know, the Americans giving them the red light to do what they do. You know, Mr. Biden is a Catholic. Two women, a woman and her daughter, were killed in cold blood inside the church. We didn't hear him say a word about, you know, his fellow Catholic woman that were murdered in cold blood. You know, they went inside the church and killed them. And for sure, inside the church, there were no weapons or no fighters. You know, I send a message to the Pope that this Biden, who's a Catholic also, should be excommunicated. They never responded. They never said, which makes the Pope and the Catholic Church officials are complicit in these right. war crimes, because they should take a stand. He's counted on them. They should say, no, he's not counting on us. His nickname is Genocide Joe. If you search for his name, Genocide Joe, because that's what he's doing. He's the head of the snake. It's not, you know, Israel is the tool, but he's the head of snake. He's allowing this genocide to continue. Right. And also the Western power, and as I said, the political parties in Canada, they have blood on their hands for being quiet and for supporting. I mean, as I told you, there was a military squad that was sent they are still in Israel trying to help Israel in fighting against the resistance movement in Gaza.
Right. Now, what can you tell us about yesterday's demonstration in Burnaby at Metrotown?
Yeah, that was yesterday. It was quite successful, actually. It was called by medical workers originally, and then from their assembly, area, they did their demo there, and then they went inside Metro Town, and it was huge. You know, it was huge. They took over all Metro Town. We posted some video about what happened yesterday on BDS Vancouver Instagram and Facebook and the other, and Twitter also.
Right.
So, you know, it is heartening to see all this support, really. We not organizing all these things. People are initiating these events. Like yesterday wasn't organized by Canada-Palestine Association or any other Palestinian group. We supported it, but it was initiated by people of conscience in the medical profession, for example, and, you know, they occupying places, MPs places, they picketing Zim's ship company, Israeli ship company, they picketing all those who are complicit in Israeli war crimes, like Scotiabank. And they picketing them. Sometimes they are occupying them. The same with the other companies that are complicit in these war crimes. The support is immense, and we are hopeful. We are hopeful that this ship is going to sink, and with it, the U.S. imperialist ship will sink with it, hopefully, and the world will be free of U.S. domination and U.S. war crimes. That, you know, I don't know if you know, after September 11th, the U.S. murdered 4.5 million people just after September 11. Right. 4.5 million people. They are the masters of genocide in the world.
And it was nice talking to you. Thank you so much for your time. Is there anything I didn't ask you before I let you go?
No, thank you. But, I ask people to continue with their support, and I thank them for all the support they are giving to our people and to humanity, basically, because all this reflects on our humanity.
Right.
And thank you for inviting me.
For sure. Take care, Anna. Talk to you again. Bye.